Would it surprise you to learn that 38% of our global land surface is used for agriculture and livestock raising? What about the fact that only 1% of these global agricultural acres are organic, with regenerative organic making up an even smaller fraction? When I first learned these statistics, I was stunned. I was well aware that conventional agriculture, with its use of toxic chemical inputs like herbicides and pesticides, was the dominant method, but I naively thought that regenerative organic agriculture had experienced a significant surge in relevance. I soon learned that the shockingly low numbers are actually due to a host of environmental and financial obstacles that make the transition a difficult task. I wanted to learn how to communicate these issues, so I decided that I would build a course titled Environmental Communication. This runs parallel to my environmental studies major focus and encompasses the digital environmental advocacy I was committed to participating in. Taking the time to set aside some intentions and think about what I wanted from my course was really helpful and led me to realize that I wanted to support an organization offering support to farmers who are eager to push against convention and make the agricultural industry a healthier one for themselves, their employees, and the environment. Rodale Institute in Kutztown, Pennsylvania turned out to be the perfect fit. They are a nonprofit dedicated to growing the organic movement through farmer training, research, and consumer education. I felt immediately inspired by their comprehensive approach and was fortunate enough to land a communications intern role for spring 2022. My primary responsibility was to revitalize a monthly internal newsletter that relayed accomplishments and updates to staff across different departments and locations. This was the ideal project for me because I was seeking experience within a new realm of communications work and eager as a remote intern to connect with team members across departments and locations. Working alone can be isolating if you're not proactive about interacting regularly with staff members, so I wanted to take it upon myself to forge these connections on a monthly basis and get to know about the Institute as a full and comprehensive unit. Designing, writing, and collecting information for these newsletters also helped me to achieve the learning goals I set out for myself. Learning to use websites such as SurveyMonkey, Canva, and WordPress is a skill that I'll be able to carry with me to future communications roles, and it granted me a lot of independence as I carried out my responsibilities at Rodale. I also learned so much about how a nonprofit operates and how each department is a key puzzle piece that creates a full picture. While there were certainly some obstacles to navigating nonprofit bureaucracy, like learning who to contact for approval on certain projects, my field supervisor was the best possible advocate, and I feel as if I'm leaving this experience with a host of marketable skills related to my desired industry. I'll always be really grateful for this experience, and I have no doubt that it'll help propel me forward as I attempt to pursue a career in communications with environmental nonprofits.